This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay, and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this November 5th. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios across from the Trop. I'm Mike Rickard alongside baseball Ben Botham, my number one draft pick from Savannah State. And, of course, I want to welcome my production editor and my media specialist as they've returned to the area, Kenny and Sherry Knowles. And did the entire atmosphere kind of just perks up when they get here? And I mean that in all sincerity. They do a great job of helping out, and they're obviously close friends. But happy belated birthday to the old bastard, too, Kenny Knowles, today down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, where it's always a party. And today, like every other Saturday, Ben, jam-packed, 13th and Central, traffic everywhere, people out enjoying this unbelievable weather. And we've got 100 televisions, and all the games are on. And whatever game you want to watch, just come on down to Ferg's. We'll put it on for you, and you can have some fun on a Saturday down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. How you doing, champ?
Hey, no complaints out of me. I'm happy to be here. It's another wonderful day at Ferg's, like you mentioned. This weather, unbelievable this time of the year. This is why people come down here. You can't beat it.
Well, that's why they fled Iowa to come down, and a lot of people. I see a lot of people returning down from up north, down on the beach. All right, as I said, jam-packed. You've got Florida State, Miami watch parties down here today. You got Iowa, Purdue, Michigan, Rutgers, Alabama, LSU tonight, Florida, Texas A&M as well. But the game of the weekend is in Athens, Georgia.
It's not in Statesboro, Georgia.
Is that, I thought it was Athens.
I'm talking about Georgia Southern.
Oh, I'm thinking, whoa. I got your Georgia Southern already marked up.
I know.
Let's see who Georgia Southern is playing.
Georgia Southern takes on South Alabama after their bye week and their win streak, facing Old Dominion and James Madison.
There is one person right now that's really concerned about that, and he happens to be on the microphone.
That'd be me.
That'd be that, just like my Western Kentucky Hilltoppers take on Charlotte. And the only other person right now is me. Anyway, so we got a great show. We typically do a Body Armor Prep Connection. We've got St. Pete High Green Devils in the house. And then in the second hour, it's the King High Lions from Tampa. And they've had a superb year. They won the district for the first time in 40 years. It's a great story. And we'll talk about that. Last night in high school football, the determination of the playoff matchups took place. We'll talk about those at length next week with our own Brad Richardson and our Body Armor Prep Connection. We're going to talk horse racing.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk horse racing. Breeders' Cup's going on right now. I'm excited for it. I got a little pick here.
What's your pick?
I really like Life is Good.
Well, Life is Good down here at Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection today. But that's the name of the horse?
That's the name of the horse.
I'm in.
That's a pretty good name. That's what I was figuring. You know,
well, we're gonna
Life
talk,
is Good.
And- we're going to talk to Bob Bauer. He's the Tampa Downs handicapper, and he'll tell us where we should put our jack today. But Life is Good.
Yeah, he was on before. He gave us a little grief for our picks before, didn't he?
Well, because our picks sucked.
They certainly did.
I have him on for all the major the Triple Crown, and then he reached out, and I always forget about the Breeders' Cup in the fall, and which is actually more money than any of the others totaled. So Life is Good.
Life is Good. I'm rooting.
That's our pick, baby. And then Triton Time.
Triton Time. Yeah, the women's sailing team.
Sailing team. Very diversified. Next week we're going to have a little MMA on. But let's talk about let's go over the games first. Then we'll talk about the great event that you and I were fortunate enough to do, and that was over there at Raymond James Stadium in the East Club. I felt like a couple of white trash guys snuck in. We borrowed some suits. We got in there. But it was an absolute blast at the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. And I want to thank Joe Boudreau. We broadcast live on RadioSaintPete.com from 5 to 6:15. And it actually flew by, don't you think?
Oh, it really did. Well, we even went over the hour time limit we set for ourselves, and we went hour 15, hour 20.
We could have grabbed some more guys. The more cocktails they got in them, the better it was for the conversation.
They got a little loose and started mingling around a little bit more.
So. Exactly. All right, why don't you go over the college games that I highlighted today down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Some marquee games, certainly, but as everybody in the country is looking at, there's number one Tennessee in the college playoff series and number three Georgia Bulldogs, who I think are the Rodney Dangerfield of the top four right now. They're the defending national champs, and they're not getting the respect and love they deserve.
Well, they're number one in the AP poll, at least, for Georgia. But it's ridiculous that a team that wins the national championship before is 8-0 and is not ranked number one.
Well, they had seven first rounders go into the NFL. Now that tells you a little bit about what smart's going on there. I think it's to their advantage because they got a chip on their shoulder now, and Tennessee has to come down to Georgia. It's going to be a madhouse, and it's going to be a great game.
They definitely have something to prove there. As you see, as long as Georgia holds their offense, I think they're going to be okay. Tennessee's offense is definitely better than Georgia's. I will say that. I will give them that.
Well, today on College Game Day, Kirby Smart said this. He said, how do you control and contain that Tennessee Volunteer high-powered offense? And he said, you know, I tell our defense, they're going to score. And it's how we respond once they score. So that's the key to today's matchup, and that's from Kirk Herbstreit. I steal everything anyway, but at least I steal it from the right people.
And from my friends over that are still up in Georgia, they're telling me Brock Bowers, the tight end for Georgia, needs to perform in order for them to get the win. So he's the big name that they're all.
I never hear them calling out a tight end's got to perform. Maybe a quarterback here, a running back, the offensive line, but a tight end.
Hey, that's right from the crazy Georgia fans up there.
Well, that's the key. They're crazy. Hey, speaking of crazy, it will be crazy over at Shrimpy's Waterfront. They have their Bulldog watch parties, and I got to share a story. John's not going to be on, so we have some time. John said, I can't be on tomorrow. My friends are coming down from Georgia. And I said, okay. You can still be on the air. He goes, nope. We're going out on a boat trip in the morning. And he said, I don't ever want my employees to see the condition I'm going to be in. I said, where are you going? He goes, I'm going to Sea Dogs right across the street down on Blind Pass Road, right down across from Shrimpy's and one of our new clients. And they're going to Sea Dogs to party because he knows Charlie, the owner and general manager. But which is a great philosophy.
Sure.
Do not get intoxicated in front of him. But still go to Shrimpy's because that is the Bulldog watch parties. And it will be jam packed today for you Bulldog fans.
All right, so here are the college football games for today. You have Texas A&M versus Florida, Western Kentucky versus Charlotte.
Nobody cares. I just have to highlight those.
South Florida versus Temple, Illinois versus Michigan State, of course, Georgia versus Tennessee, Central Florida versus Memphis, North Texas versus Florida International, South Alabama versus Georgia Southern. There we go. Go Eagles, Gatta, Hail Southern.
Alabama. That's where you got your master's from, right?
That is where I got my master's from. Yep. Alabama versus LSU. Florida State versus Miami. Clemson versus Notre Dame. That's a big one.
That's a big one. Go Irish.
And Michigan versus Rutgers. Those are the big ones for today.
Well, I highlighted that because of the watch parties here. And then, of course, I'll go over the NFL tomorrow and get to Ferg's, or if you want to be down by the water, get to Shrimpy's. You got the Bills and the Jets. The Jets will get an absolute, whooping. Chargers, Falcons, Dolphins, Bears, Bengals, Panthers. My Packers need a W, and they take on the Lions. Hopefully, they lose to the lowly Lions. I'm done for the year. Patriots, Colts, Vikings, Commanders, Raiders, Jaguars, Cardinals, Seahawks, and the game everybody in this area, and we were right there at Ray J on Wednesday. It's a replay of last year's NFC Championship to go to the Super Bowl, and the defending Super Bowl champion Rams come to town over at Ray J with a 4:30 kick. We've got a watch party down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill that are off the charts, but this is a must win for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Los Angeles Rams. They're both having parallel seasons, and there was high expectations out of both clubs.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers really need to win this one. If they don't, I think it spells the end for the season, because this is a major win. If they pull it out, this will completely change the course of the season. Hopefully this gets Tom Brady back, gets him back in the swing of things. You know, people are saying there's maybe a hex on Tom Brady. Hopefully this gets the hex off his back, gets him back into the swing of things, and brings him back into Tampa Tom form.
Did I tell you the story? I think I did last week about the young lady that works in the retirement home, and she bets with the 102-year-old resident.
No, fill us in.
It's kind of a great story. This young lady, Diana, comes down here to get a couple of prime ribs to go the other night. And I'm sitting at the bar, just got done working, I was hungry. Prime rib is superb down here on Thursday nights. Come on down, and very reasonable at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And she sees I got Sports Connection on, asked me what I do. And she's looking at her phone. She said, "I'm getting my bets ready." And I said, "Bet?" She goes, "Oh, yeah, I bet with my residents." And I said, "What do you do?" And she's whatever the CNN or I don't know what it is. But anyway, she, God bless her, she takes care of old people. And someday, hopefully, I'm not there. She said, "Oh, yeah, these people know they know their football." And this 102-year-old gal who's sharp as a tack, they bet $10 a game. She can't stand Tom Brady. And she's the one that put the hex on him because he should be with his family. He left his wife for football, and he said she's very opinionated. And Diana's a huge Bucks fan, and she's been losing a lot of money lately.
Just, oh, man. That's
the gist of it. But at 102, taking action at the residence home.
I'll tell you what, back when sports gambling was legal here for that short period of time with the Hard Rock, I was getting the picks from my Nana Lola. She was 96 years old. I was telling her the colors, the team names, and she was like, "Well, I like the colors of them." She was betting at like 75%, hitting every single time. So maybe there's something to be said about listening to the old folks.
I love that. Well, my mom, 83 years young, she is a passionate sports fan, football especially. Maybe we'll start doing a little bit with her as well. The 83-year-old against all the gurus out here that listen to our show each and every Saturday right here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. And then, of course, on Monday night, it's Ravens, Saints, and I think Chiefs, Titans. But anyway, all of these games will be available down here at Ferg's on one of our 100 televisions. So if you're a fan, I don't care if you're a Raiders fan, I don't care if you're a Lions fan. Come on down, and there are Lions fans. We will play that for you.
I mean, we just saw five guys walking in, each with a different team jersey, Dolphins, Raiders, everything that you could imagine. So anyone's welcome here. Every TV's got a great game, so always come on down here to Ferg Sports Bar.
All right. Now, let's switch to your favorite sport.
Little World Series baseball.
And I think you're on the same page. I've been pulling for those Phillies. But
I mean, they're semi-local. I don't know.
It's really over.
Fighting Phils in seven. I think they got a good chance.
The Fighting Phils in seven.
Yep. Well, they got it. Come on. They have a decent shot coming out and winning this game.
To quote the great late John Belushi in Animal House, one of the great cinematic classics of all time, "It's not over till I say it's over." Is that what Brian Harp is that what Harper's saying?
I'm pretty sure that's what he's saying. Or if you watch South Park, you know there's a scene where they all fight each other, and yeah, Randy gets back up and he said, "I ain't hear no bell," and he gets back into a fight. So I think the Phillies are going to come back swinging, and they're going to do a good job.
All right. Well, what'd you think of the game the other night? I mean, 3-2. Well, we haven't talked baseball. Let's go back to the no-hitter.
Game three, I think, is where we should start.
Yes.
Game three, this was the first time in 4,746 days that the Phillies were able to host a World Series, and the offense came out swinging. Bryce Harper, Alec Bohm, Brandon Marsh, who has heard of our show, by the way. He's a friend of the show. One of my roommates grew up with him, went to high school with the guy. He's talked to him. So maybe one of these days I can work some magic.
That would be superb, my friend.
Alex Schwarber and Hoskins all homered for a 7-0 victory over the Astros.
I thought it was over then.
I really did. I thought the Phillies were going to dominate, close it out at home.
At home.
Grease the poles. The Philadelphia fans were going to destroy the town.
Grease the poles. And well, they're nut jobs anyway.
I was really, really excited for it. But, of course, this was all off of a local boy, Lance McCullers, who became the first pitcher, not just in a World Series history, but in postseason history, to allow 5 home runs in a single game.
Well, so transition then to the next night.
Well, I just want to say there is a major story from that night. You see Bryce Harper whispering in the ear of
I loved it.
Boom. And, of course, you have to see McCullers was definitely tipping his pitchers.
And McCullers was – he's a Jesuit kid?
I think he was Lakeland or something like that. I know he was from the area. But he was definitely tipping his pitches on his off speed. If you look at the slow-mo footage of him, you see his body, his shoulder goes up. He drops his hands a little bit and opens up his shoulders. And that's pulling him out, making his pitches a little flat. As you see, it's like a concrete mixer.
And that's what Harper saw?
Yeah, that's what Harper saw. And that's what the 5 other guys who hit home runs all saw and were all able to pick up on. Do you think Dusty Baker left him in too early? Or left him in too long? Excuse me?
I do, but it's history now.
Well, I'm just saying, in a game like that, in a must-win, you want to win a game on the road, I feel like you got to pull the guy.
Well, I agree with you 1,000% on that. But I'm not going to contend with Dusty Baker, not Busty Daker, his decision-making at this point, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, no, he's a very good coach.
He is, and I was never a big fan, but, the resume speaks for itself.
It certainly
and now I kind of would like to see him get a World Series championship, wouldn't you?
I wish it wasn't with the Astros, but yes,
yeah. With the Cheaters, yeah.
Okay. But then going on to game 4, you do have Christian Javier and Ryan Pressly throwing a combined no-hitter. This was the first combined no-hitter in World Series history. And achieved.
That's the year I was born, 1956.
Yeah, with Don Larson.
That's sad. But
that
Yankees.
But that was a perfect game, though.
Exactly. That was more impressive.
Way more impressive. Do you value these combined no-hitters?
No, I don't. Much? I don't.
I was thinking that
it's a statistic. It's a stat. You can say, hey, but they glorify anything anymore.
They really do.
That doesn't hold water at all as far as I'm concerned.
That was like during the COVID season when guys would throw no hit games for 7 innings. To me, that just I don't care.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, we got to take a break here in a minute. So your predictions for tonight.
Tonight, I think the Phillies pull one out here. Phillies 3-1 off. Someone's going to hit a home run for the Astros, but I think it's going to be a 3-1 score.
All right. Well, I certainly hope that you're accurate, baseball, Ben Botham. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to have our Body Armor Prep Connection. We've got the St. Pete High Green Devils in the house. Of course, Jake Ferguson is a Green Devil. Green Devil, and he's happy to see his alma mater in the house. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. From Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays, Bucks, and Lightning watch parties every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Tampa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the Pro Pure Bait Super Scent, you would be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg went to Lakewood, right?
Lakewood.
He's a Lakewood guy.
Welcome back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. As the audience just heard, that Mark Ferguson went to Lakewood High, and of course his son Jake Ferguson is a St. Pete Green Devil. And we're blessed right now to have on our Body Armor Prep Connection several players from the Green Devil football team, as well as the assistant offensive coordinator John Chai. How are you, man?
Doing well. Thanks for having on, Mike. Thanks for having us on, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate you on it. You know, it's a tough Saturday, but in reflection, you guys take a look at the season you've had. I've been watching you closely. I know it's tough, but you should pat yourselves on the back. You guys, you've come a long ways in one season, and that's all you have to analyze a season like this, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm new to the St. Pete, but when I had a chance to talk to Coach Gillen and just asked them what was going on with the program. You know, he took over a program that was rebuilding. You know, they were 1-7 during the COVID year, 1-9 last year. But when I talked to him, I got down here in March, he said, we had a group of seniors that stuck together. And just the loyalty and how hard these guys have worked. And we got three seniors right here that
beautiful.
Really have led the way. Dennis has done a really good job just instilling that in these guys. And I think that's what you saw this year.
Well, you know, they say it's when you get to a location, to make it better than what it was when you got there. You guys have done it in year one.
Yeah,
which is impressive.
Absolutely. You know that, and it's funny you say that, because you know that is the one thing I've always learned in football is, you know, wherever you go, just leave the place better than when you found it. You know, and I think Dennis have done a really good job with that, you know, since he's gotten here.
Well, and we should all do that in life. And these youngsters learned a lesson this season. You know, people in the school probably looking up to you, say, hey, they're winning. They weren't used to seeing winners the 3 years prior to you guys being seniors, and I'm sure that was a factor. Let's do a bio on you, John. Where you're from? How you got involved? St. Pete High, years in football, that kind of thing. You look like you're as young as these guys. Like you can play right now,
wish,
brother.
I wish. No, I'm going into my 17th season. I'm from Minnesota, born and raised. Played Division III football at the University of St. Thomas. They're Division I now.
God bless you. That's one heck of a program,
yes,
man.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Where he went, St. Thomas, you know, you say, well, I was D3. One of the best D3s in America. And the epic battles that St. John's and St. Thomas had over the years are friggin' just historic battles. You want to talk about tradition?
Absolutely. You know, that was crazy. I played ball there. Started coaching right away when I got out of college. Taught for 7 years. When COVID hit, I decided to chase my dream of coaching college football. So I came from a JUCO at Iowa. I was coaching at Ellsworth Community College.
Been there many times. I'm from Iowa and been to Ellsworth for several games. And another thing, Ellsworth was always a powerhouse and put a lot of guys into the pros.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What I realized, I had no experience calling plays, and I think I might have sent 100 emails nationwide looking for an offensive coordinator job, and there's one guy that got back to me, and it was Dennis Gillen. And we got on the phone, and we met over Zoom, and he said, I'll offer you the job. Do you want to come down to St. Pete? I packed up four boxes, drove down here in 3 days, and here I am now.
Well, John, I'm going to say that you made a good choice. Iowa Falls, Iowa, or St. Petersburg, Florida. Oh, I don't know. Tough call, huh?
I'm going to take this every day. Yeah,
you think?
Every day.
Yeah, nothing against Iowa Falls. I have some good friends there. Nick Collison, who played in the NBA, is from Iowa Falls, and his dad and his uncles all there. Been there many times, but great choice, young man, to get down here to St. Pete and contribute to these guys. And they probably love the fact that you arrived.
I don't know. I mean, they can speak for themselves, but I'm pretty hard on these guys sometimes. So.
Well, you know what? Tough love got you where you are right now, compared to, as you guys are well aware of, 2-1-1-win seasons is kind of tough to stomach. So why don't you introduce the guys, tell me who they are, and then I'll talk to them each individually.
Yep. So we've got Adam Bardoni here. He plays right tackle for us.
Adam looks like he's ready to go down to St. Pete Beach or Sunset Beach where I live and party a little bit. Couple more years. Well, I know that's not going to happen. Couple more years, young man.
And then we got Mason Neumeier, who plays linebacker for us.
Mason, thanks for coming on down.
And then Keandre Wood, wide receiver.
Wide receiver, he's got some jets, does he?
He's got some jets, he's got some jump, he's got some hands. He's got all of it.
What every coach wants, especially offensive coordinator, you want speed and elevation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, why don't we talk to this young man? So, senior.
Sir.
And let's start with your favorite high school memory from football. Actually, you could go back to middle school. You know, just your favorite memory playing the great game of football.
Honestly, my favorite memories is just like after a win, we in the locker room listening to music, partying, you know, because we worked hard the whole week. You know, we finally punched it in, got the win. It's just time to party with your brothers, you know.
Well, and there's no feeling like it. And you guys got it this year more than people anticipated. So it really had to have been a thrill, wouldn't it?
Exactly, yeah. You know, even to that first win on SBC, like that was our first game off of the, you know, 1-win season, 2-win seasons. Like, you know, we finally, like, we're proving it to the community that, you know, St. Pete's going back to what it used to be.
Well, you know, Chris, the head football basketball coach, I've had him down several times, and I had the baseball team down. I felt bad I hadn't reached out to the football team, and it wasn't because it was 1 win and 2 wins. I just never had the contact information. So I'll make sure that you guys are part of our regular rotation because you deserve it. You worked your butts off this year.
Thank you.
You learned the lessons in life. You win some, you lose some. But if you laid it all out on the field at the end of the night, you can look yourself in the mirror, and that's the case, I'm certain. Right. Well, how about a personal achievement? Was there any one play where you just took somebody out or something that was cool?
You know, there's always plays like that. My personal achievement is like I'm like relatively new to football, and I feel like I've become a better player in football, and this program made me a better man in general. It's just, you know, just so much stuff you learn, not even just football, just being a part of a team and being a part of something.
And that's what it's all about. And my next hour, I'm having King come over from across the bay. Well, they won the district. They only had 3 wins, but they only had 16 guys on the team. And there were some writers in the area that didn't want to give them, you know, any exposure. Well, I applaud guys like this that are working with you and teaching you the lessons that you just highlighted, because that's what it's all about. And you guys are going to be hanging with each other the rest of your lives, whether you might be on the West Coast, you might be here, you might go, you know, overseas. Exactly. You're still going to be friends and remember these memories. I assure you of that. All right. Favorite protein?
Favorite protein?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. Sometimes I'll throw in some with my like drink before a workout or something. I'm
protein.
Oh,
pro football team. I can talk. I can talk healthy stuff with you all day long.
In my head, I was like, I was a little.
Turn up your hearing aid. I'm the old dude. And I know okay.
Definitely the Bucks. Come on, you know.
Well, at least it's
Tampa Bay.
I'm with you, but I'm telling you, there's been a lot of bandwagon riders that jumped off down here.
Well, yeah. All of a sudden, we lose a couple of games. People are like,
yeah. Well, I like that consistency. Be loyal when your team sucks. And I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, and they suck right now. It's tough gold. Yeah, I'm a Packer fan. Iowa, they blow. Notre Dame, they blow. Denver Broncos, because I had season tickets, they blow. And then the high school team that I went to, perennial state champions, 0-9. Think I'm having a tough football season?
Yeah.
What's your favorite college team?
College team? Florida State.
You're in the right place. The watch party, and they play Miami today, and the owner and Jake, they all went to Florida State. All my buddies are Florida State Seminoles. In fact, for that answer, take that home.
I appreciate it.
The Bobby Bowden dynasty.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Got a girlfriend?
Oh, nah. You know.
Smart man. Smart man. All right. You want to do a shout-out to anybody at home?
Shout-out. Oh, shout-out to the team, definitely. My mom, my dad.
What their names?
I love Rafia Muhammad. You know, the.
And your pop?
Great role models, Muhammad.
Well, you got a great young man here.
Sir, thank you.
I got one more question. So you just got, you said you're just getting into football?
Well,
how many years did you play?
This will be my third year.
Really? Yeah.
Like a lot of my teammates have played like little league.
Absolutely. Do you guys all play middle when you were kids? Yeah. Well, that's impressive, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you like the sport, obviously.
Definitely. Definitely.
You can tell that. Well, get plans for next year? Got any plans when you graduate?
I just hope to get a scholarship for football. If not, then I'll, you know, just go to any other college. Don't really.
Well, Coach can tell you because he was in the community college. Well, I still call him JUCO program. There are opportunities everywhere. And in the Midwest, aren't they? In the Midwest, they're, I don't care if it's NAIA where my son play or D3, D2. They're looking for Florida players. Am I right, Coach?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so in fact, I'll give you my card. I've got a friend, Coach Shank, and he helps kids. He doesn't charge anything, and he reaches out. He's put over 550 kids in college scholarships.
Perfect.
And, you know, because I know the coaches will help you, but the more the merrier helping out. Well, man, great season.
Thank you so much.
Yep, appreciate you coming down. And if folks, they'll be able to hear this, we archive it, but you got a great young man.
Thank you.
And I'll probably see you down at St. Pete Beach someday. You know,
yeah, that's what I'm gonna
a girl do. On each arm, strolling down. That's it.
I get carried away now.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. Who do we have here again?
Mason Neumeyer.
Mason, you're a linebacker, right?
Yes, sir.
See, I'm not getting that old. I remember that. So, and there's only three of you. Sometimes there's six. So linebacker, senior. And let's talk about your favorite memory playing football.
You know, this season I've had a lot since we've come up from such four seasons in the past, but my best was probably when we played St. Pete Catholic in the preseason.
Did you get them?
We did.
Beautiful.
We went into the locker room at halftime, and as we're coming out, there was just a line of students and fans like giving us high fives.
Really?
And coming off of 1-9 season, 1-8, 2-8, that's never happened before.
Probably weren't any fans there except for your family.
Yeah, and so that game was packed. And so just seeing that and just finally, like, having the support from your school and just having everybody be there and cheer you on, that was just, like, a really special moment.
That's very special. I mean, some Green Devil pride. I know they have it in basketball, but to see it spill over into football had to make you guys, I mean, like, what's this?
Yeah.
How cool was that?
We were definitely new to that feeling.
Yeah, it inspired you.
A lot, yeah. We came out the halftime. We were already winning, so we were already pumped up. But
Would you guys say that that's your biggest rivalry of the year?
No, Northeast is probably our biggest rivalry, and that's another good memory of mine. Because
Sean Davis used to be at St. Pete High. He goes over to Northeast, and he and I are friends. I bet that's got to be heated.
Yeah, there's a lot of tension, you know, because Coach Davis, we've had players go from our school to their school. And
you have a quarterback that went over there?
Yeah, our quarterback went over there. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, he's a nice cat. I interviewed him.
Really good at football, really good kids. He's got a good future in football.
Yeah, what's his name again?
Evan Jacobson.
Nice kid. Yeah, he came down here. I forgot. No offense, I'm an old man. I just don't like it's kind of like the transfer portal in college, and you're not old, but you've been around, and it's just sometimes it's just almost infuriating. You know, here's you guys got this stud quarterback, and you probably really wanted them on, getting you the rock, and all of a sudden he can go to Northeast or he can go wherever you want.
yeah, it was pretty unexpected, but you know,
and
we got Jeff Jones now, who's probably,
I heard he's the real deal,
one of the best athletes I've ever seen.
That's what everybody, well, you know, who's telling me that? Chris says, what's Chris's last name, the basketball coach?
Blackwell.
Yeah, Chris Blackwell was down here. We had a press conference a couple weeks ago, and he said this kid is an athlete.
Yeah, he's running the ball like nobody I've ever seen. He can throw it like
a little Lamar Jackson in him. Yeah. Well, every coach loves that. And you got that kind of flexibility. All right. So do you have a personal, I mean, that's a superb memory you're never going to forget. Is there one thing that you did in your career that stands out? You rock somebody hard, you get a pick, a fumble recovery, take it to the house. Do you ever do that? An interception or
when we played Dunedin at home this year, I had an interception and we were in their 20-yard line and I caught it and I'm running. I'm like, I'm going to score. And their quarterback's coming at me. I'm like, oh, this is their quarterback.
Chump change.
But I didn't realize he was also their starting corner. He stopped me and I was like, dang. Still a nice play. It was a good memory to have.
Yeah.
Get a pick like that all my.
You're seeing those goalposts flashing through your head.
Yeah.
And the quarterback takes you down.
Yeah.
But then you find out that he's a defensive player. Great memory, man. All right. Girlfriend?
Yes.
Well, you had a successful season. See, I can go either way. You had a successful season, so you must have stayed focused. And you want to do a shout-out to her?
Yeah, her name's Cadence Young. She's been there for me every game, making posters and stuff. She's been really supportive.
That's cool. Yeah, that's really cool. I just like to have fun with that. So, one cat, this is about a month ago. I think he's from somewhere over Sickles in Tampa. I get over to him. He's the last one. I said, girlfriend. And everybody says, no. And he goes, several. I said, several, dude, means several problems too, you know. But I thought that was just a great response. Your favorite pro team?
Probably the Bucks. It's a close tie with the Lions since I got a bunch of family from Detroit.
Well, so, my Packers play your Lions tomorrow.
Do they really?
And I got a bad feeling that those Lions might take us down.
Yeah. But just due to team history, I'd probably say I'm more of a Bucks fan than I am a Lions fan.
Well, they've had success since you've been born, too, on a couple occasions. College team?
Michigan.
Michigan, because of family?
Yeah. I mean, I'm born and raised here, but
got Michigan watch parties. When you get older, come on down and I'll buy you a beverage. Yeah, well, they may be in the college playoff. We'll see. They're having a tremendous season.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to anybody at home. You already took care of the girlfriend. You're covered there.
Yeah. Shout out to the team. And then my mom, my dad, my sister.
Their names.
Catherine Neumeier, Peter Neumeier, and Savannah Neumeier.
Oh, fabulous. I mean, none of you know, without support from friends and family, you know, none of us are success in life. And I love your story about the students lining up and you guys are high-fiving them, and it gets you motivated, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Yeah.
All right. Well, last but not least, you don't want to leave a wide receiver out. Your name again, young man?
DeAndre Woodard.
Talk a little louder into that.
DeAndre Woodard.
Like you're screaming at these guys in the huddle. All right. So you're a senior as well. And you got a favorite memory?
My favorite memory was when we beat Northeast High School, our rival team. It was to help, like, prove who we are as a team in the county.
I bet you Coach Sean Davis didn't see that coming. And bravo. I remember looking at that score and going, wow, these guys are playing some great ball. And and Sean recognized it when he was on. He said, yeah, he said, those guys – They beat us. That's a great memory, especially since you guys know each other so well, and something to hang your hat on. All right, let's see. Personal favorite memory: a catch, a touchdown.
It was a catch in the homecoming game where it was a jump ball in the red zone.
Did you moss him?
Yes, I did moss
him. My man. You mossed him. That's impressive. All right. Your favorite protein?
Protein? I like the Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons?
Yeah.
You got family in Atlanta?
Nah.
Well, they're having a decent season, but if you're going to bandwagon ride, You might want to pick somebody that.
I'm not a bandwagon.
So you've been a Falcons fan for quite some time.
Yeah, I liked the Julio Jones and Roddy White at first.
Well, I loved Julio Jones. I just wish he'd get healthy and help these Bucks, huh? Yeah. No, no, you don't. You don't. And you know, Mariota's is having a great year this year at quarterback. All right, your favorite college team?
Oh, how well.
No college team. Well, then you relax on Saturdays after you have a game on Friday night. You're not worrying about anything. Girlfriend? Smart man. Not that you're not smart. You must have made the right. You have the right draft pick. Yeah. So I'm impressed there. All right. Shout out anybody at home.
Mom, auntie, and cousins.
Want to give me the names of your mom and your auntie?
Bethany, Shay.
Well, you seem like you got a very respectful young man here. You play any other sports? I'm on track, man. I'm always on wide receiver. I'm a track guy. I'm always on wide receivers and speed guys. Like, go out for track.
I'm thinking about doing it this year.
It's your last year. Go out and kick some butt in track and have some memories. Yeah. Any plans for next year? Thought about anything yet?
Hopefully play college football. If not, do a trade school in welding.
Well, I tell you what. My son, welders make a lot of jack. People might minimize the trades. They're making a lot more money than a lot of college graduates these days. Double masters over here. Hey, I forgot to ask you, any plans for next year? Thank you very much for coming down, though, too.
Hopefully, go to college for football. But if not, a dream of mine is to pursue a career in coaching. So if I can do something in, like,
sports. That's a guy to talk to right there.
Yeah, or sports management, something like that.
Well, there's all kinds of sports management opportunities out there. And in fact, get a hold of me if you want to do some kind of internship. We've got an organization called the Florida Rising Stars. And they're looking for kids that are looking for, degrees. A lot of people think, well, if you can't play, professionally, or can't play the next level, you can't have a career in sports. Well, my old carcass is a prime example of you can. And you can do it in many, many areas. And so reach out to me through a text or an email, and I'll get you in contact with Florida Rising Stars. That's all they do, is they work on anything, you guys, for a summer job, things to do. They find opportunities for you. Well, Coach, your first year, a lot of success, and I'd forgotten that you guys got Davis. That Sean Davis's team. That had to have been a great one.
It was a really good one. And to answer, kind of rebuttal a little bit, Sean was very complimentary of us pregame. He said that we looked like post-game. A different team in postgame. And Sean spoke very highly of us and Coach Gillen. And we're good friends with Sean. And he does a great job at Northeast. And his guys play hard. And they're really talented over there. There's no doubt about it.
If you want to see Coach Sean Davis, just come down here almost every day. He is a Ferg's Wings nut. I got an office upstairs. I walked down. I got something to do. Hey, man. I'm like, three times a week at least. He's a great cat. And his son is playing out of his mind at Iowa State. So, I've been keeping an eye on him. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that.
His son's a starting free safety right now. He'll play in the NFL.
Anthony. I had no idea that was his son.
That's his son. Number one.
He's supposed to get drafted.
Oh, he will be. He's a 4-year starter. In fact, Coach was down. They were down. He was down last Saturday, and I forgot what time Iowa State kicked off. And I have him on like at 12:10. He's not paying attention. Now my questions, which I don't blame him. And he's looking over here, and I go, "What's going on?" He goes, "Were you doing the show with me?" Yeah. And he says, "Well, Iowa State's on." I go, "Why'd you agree to come on the air?" But his son is having a tremendous career, and that's Anthony. You're right. Yep. So, what was your highlight of the year? If you can touch upon one, as the offensive coordinator, and you guys obviously are your run first pass.
We're quarterback spread. Yep. We're an air raid team, and we do run it quite a bit. I don't know if I have. I've been coaching a long time. I don't know if I have a highlight. But one of the things I can tell you, Mike, is, I get to call the plays in the booth. And what's really fun for me, rewarding, is to see these kids celebrate after a win. It's one of my things that I like doing, is just watching them celebrate and smile you see the hard work that they put in Monday through Thursday, kind of really show
rewarding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, as coaches, we put a lot of time into this and, you know, it's for the kids. And so just to see them succeed, it is really the highlight for me. And it always will be, you know.
Well, God bless you guys like you. I applaud, you know, they don't make jack, to be quite candid with you. I mean, you packed up your four boxes and it came to had you ever been to St. Pete?
Never been to St. Pete. No, nope, never been. When I came down, everyone asked me, they're like, do you know what you're getting into? I'm like, I'm sure it's the middle of nowhere, just like it's been at every other stop I've been at.
Middle of nowhere.
Down here, and I'm like,
you're in paradise, brother.
Middle of nowhere. I'm like,
look at this. This is paradise.
Unbelievable, Mike. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So God took care of you, St. Thomas grad, getting you down in God's country. There's so many of us down here. What town did you grow up in Minnesota?
Minnesota. I'm from Hopkins, which is just a suburb outside Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of lakes. Lots of boating out there.
10,000 lakes.
10,000 lakes. Yep.
And, of course, you're a Vikings fan.
Of course. Yep. Of course.
Poor man.
And it's tough.
Poor guy. You're a Lions fan. I really feel sorry for you. Now I'm starting to feel sorry for myself. I'm a Packer fan. Bucks fan. I don't know about my man over here. He's a Falcons fan, but Vikings.
It's a tough life being a Viking.
No, it's not. Not this year.
Well, everybody said, I know how this ends. I keep telling people, I know how this ends. Like, y'all remember when we were 15-1 in 98? We lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when we were 15-1 that year.
I forgot about that. I actually went up to the old Metrodome many, many
absolutely
times.
I had a lot of memories.
It was a blast up there. All right, gents. Well, I certainly appreciate you coming down. Congratulations. It's not exactly where you want to be, but it's a lot further, and it's because of senior leadership and great coaches that arrived in your lives to teach you some lessons, and I hope that you can all find something to do a little bit later on in the world of football, or get involved in some capacity, and have fun at it. All right. Well, I guess I do have to take a break. They keep the studio keeps just hammering me. Thanks again for coming down. I appreciate
it. Thank you
for
having us. Really,
we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back and wind things down for 5 minutes. And Ben and I, and then we have the King Lions on, and another Body Armor Prep Connection in the second hour. We'll be right back.
Time's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. Get the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central, across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game-watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you would be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Yes, sir.
Take all the
hey.
You guys want.
Welcome.
Be nice if I realized we got the end of the hour. You grab that microphone. Poor Matt up there is like, he's talking to the fellas here. Anyway, we're back. We're just winding things down here on the first hour of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And next hour, we're going to talk to the Gang Lions. They're in the house. Of course, their coach and I have been putting this together. It was a. You afraid of bees there, coach?
Oh, man.
All right, just want to make sure. Well, Ben, again, I want your prediction on the World Series tonight.
World Series tonight. Phillies are going to pull out a win here against the Astros. I really think so. And they've won one already on the road. There's no reason they can't pull out another one.
Well, the reality is. It's not as tough to play in Houston as it is in Philly.
Very true.
Philly fans are nuts.
They're a different breed of human beings over there. I mean, when you have to grease the poles every time they win a game.
You know what we do to the Philadelphia Eagle fans? We send them upstairs because they don't play well with everybody down here. We'll have Packers, Bills, you know, Bucks fans. We send them upstairs by themselves.
Yeah.
And I've had people complain to me. I'm like, no, dude. You guys are not going to be down here with the rest of them. And going to that stadium, I've been there one time. Don't wear enemy gear.
Bad idea. Really? You might be walking out with a few less teeth and a black eye.
Oh, yeah. It's not cool. Yeah,
if you walk out.
But I do want to see, you know, I'm not a Bryce Harper fan. I told you why.
He goes
up there to Clearwater. He doesn't sign kids' autographs, so I think he's a prima donna. But that cat is the real deal.
He certainly is. I'll be honest. I don't think any player is worth $300 million. But he's getting the job done.
Tell that to the fans when he hit that home run the other night.
No, I understand. But, Mike, you can't tell me that.
Nobody's worth what they're worth.
Nobody. I mean, I don't care if you're Babe freaking Ruth. It ain't happening.
No, it's not. All right. 100 televisions down here today. We've got the Alabama watch party. We've got the Michigan watch party, Iowa watch party, Florida State, Miami tonight. Big in-state contest. Those two powerhouses obviously have fallen from the ranks of the powerful in the NCAA college football world. The big game, Georgia-Tennessee.
Georgia-Tennessee. I do think Georgia's gonna come out with the victory here. Maybe I'm a little bit biased. I spent a lot of time up there in Georgia, but I think the Dogs are going to get the job done. Their defense is going to hold Tennessee, and I think you'll see a lot of happy Bulldogs out there barking all the way home.
Well, you, of course, went to Savannah State, then you went to Georgia State.
Georgia Southern. Not Georgia State. No, sir.
Excuse me. Georgia Southern.
Georgia Southern and Savannah State.
Georgia. But anyway, that game, as I said, I think that they are the Rodney Dangerfield of NCAA college football. Why Georgia isn't getting the respect they deserve. They're the reigning national champs. That's a chip on the shoulder, and Kirby Smart is using that for fodder all day long. And I think they're going to roll Tennessee.
Oh, I don't know if it's going to be a roll, but I will say it's going to be a close game, and it's definitely going to be a good game. Georgia, you know, they really deserve that number one ranking. They're number one in the AP poll, which is well-deserved. A team that wins the national championship is 8-0, definitely deserves that. Even though, I mean, Tennessee did beat Alabama. That's very important. I'm not taking that away from them, but that does not mean that they're better than Georgia.
No, they doesn't. All right, we got to take our first hour, go into the second hour break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to the King Lions about their district championship, going to the playoffs, and plenty of positive things over there. Then we're going to talk a little Tampa Downs, the Breeders' Cup, and then we'll wind down with Eckerd College and Triton Time, the sailing team. You ever heard of a sailing team? I never had. We'll be right back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.